Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Three long-term studies involving more than 14,000 adults in the U.S. and Britain show that adults that thought of themselves as overweight were more likely to gain weight over time. The Interior Department has ordered a halt to a scientific study on the public health risk of mountaintop removal coal mining. University of Texas and Duke removed Confederate statues in order to avoid violence and controversy. Number of commuters who travel 90 or more minutes to work is almost 3% nationwide. Between 1998 and 2013, French consumption of meat products fell by an estimated 27%. Palm Beach, Florida area charities are dropping plans to have their gala dinners and dances at Trump's Mar-a-Lago hotel because of the controversy around his Charlottesville remarks. According to a 2015 report from Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the food services and accommodations industry has among the highest rates of substance disorder at 17%. It's 18 times more likely that a poor family in California will receive welfare than a comparable family in Louisiana. 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart, and 20% of all food stamps are spent in a Walmart. Number of years that refugees live in the U.S. before they receive more benefits than they receive in taxes than they paid in taxes is 16 years. 37% of American adults say they would run for Congress if they thought they had a chance of winning. But 71% of U.S. voters think that the expense makes it impossible for most people to run. Experts estimate that Republicans won 22 congressional seats in 2016 due to gerrymandering. According to the most recent 2014 data, around 30% of Philippine workers are on temporary contracts. The International Labor Organization says that over 1 million working days were lost to strikes in 2014 in France, compared to 155,000 days in Germany. An extensive study of an economics job posting site where participants are anonymous by a researcher found a frightening level of misogyny among economists. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.